Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the second one is for my new book, The Age of the Customer. You can find out all about it, and including how to buy the book, the electronic version and the hard copy, which you can get from me autographed if you want. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Oldrich. Jack's back. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 10 years, I should say. His new book is called Foresight 2020, but you got a new one coming out, right, Jack?
I do. I'm working on a new book called Business as Unusual, How to Future-Proof Yourself Against Tomorrow's Changes.
And that's going to be out when?
The fall of 2014.
So all right. So we expect to launch it on the show, by the way, Jack.
I would... That's where it will happen.
Hey, Jack, we're talking about the Internet of Things, folks, and the Internet of Things means objects or even sentient beings, even animated animals, people. If I've got a pacemaker, I know someone who had a heart issue, and they put a device on that person. And they could monitor it over the internet.
Well, that's right.
That was a thing, wasn't it? That was part of the Internet of Things, wasn't it?
It was, and I think another way to think of this is that in the last year or two, people have began wearing bracelets with sensors. They're called Fitbit, Fuel
right.
The Hand,
yeah.
Jawbone, and really, mm-hmm. What that's doing is that's connecting people's physical behavior. I mean, they want to track how active they are in the day. In order to improve their health and wellness. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, those sensors aren't just going to stay on the outside of the wrist. The FDA has approved the first smart pill so that these devices are now going inside us to track what's going on inside our bodies. You know, and the idea that in the not-too-distant future, you'll be able to collect enough information that can tell you, oh, you're about to have a heart attack mm-hmm. within 24 to 48 hours, is a real possibility. I mean, imagine getting on your smartphone some little warning or a text message saying, go see your doctor.
Right.
What we're seeing inside your body does not look good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that speaks to the promise of it, but then the flip side is you do have these sensors inside
yeah.
your body that could be...
And other people have access to that information.
That's,
I don't,
that's right.
I may want cold beer in my refrigerator, Jack, but I might not want you to know how cold my beer is.
Precisely.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's where the rub is. I mean, to me, the rub is who has this information, who can interfere with this process, and what are they doing with that information? That's and also when and in a number of areas, Jack. The ethical issues, you can cut with a knife, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think where all of this starts, at least from my perspective, where we as a society have to go is that any sensor that is on you or in your house, that is your information. That does not belong to a Google or
right.
an Intel or an insurance company. It belongs to you. And before anyone gets it, you have to opt in to share that information with them. Right now what's happening is, you know, this information is being collected on us, often without us even knowing
right,
it. And
right.
then the Facebooks, the Apples, the Googles are doing whatever they want with that information.
There's not there really isn't any privacy these days, is there?
No, there isn't. And, you know, those people who do value it, I mean,
I mean, you've got passwords. You may have passwords, Jack, to some of your stuff. But if somebody really wanted to get it that hard, if they really wanted to work that hard, they could probably get through that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that some of the things that companies know about you, just based on your behavior, where you've been, mm-hmm. what you're buying is downright frightening. And people call that metadata, and they go, oh, well, they don't know the specifics. Well, you get enough general information, you can begin putting together very specific portraits of mm-hmm. people and what they're likely to do and their behavior.
You're right, especially the browser, the browser companies like Google, as you say, they know these things. So the Internet of Things, though, could be very helpful, couldn't it? I mean, in a piece that you wrote recently, Jack, you talked about this. You talked about how research shows that we have the ability to connect every atom in our planet. What do you think?
Well, I mean that's longer term, and I was writing about that in my book on nanotechnology. I think in the short term, what's going to be more exciting is that our environment is just going to get a whole lot smarter. And I think the easiest way to think about this is, you know, in America we're getting older, and the number of people turning 65
right.
every day is increasing at a really fast rate.
Right.
And
the world is getting older, not just America.
Well, that's right. But what's going to happen with the Internet of Things is, I think we're going to stop having fewer senior moments. I mean, when mm-hmm. your keys are connected to the Internet, you'll essentially be able to search your phone or Google saying, mm-hmm. where are my keys? And they mm-hmm. will tell you where your keys are. And when you leave the house, instead of remembering to turn off the lights, lock the door, call the
right.
security company, your house will just do that for you.
Right.
But there are going to be some real positive aspects
mm-hmm.
of this.
Jack, give us a website, please.
Jumpthecurve.net.
Jumpthecurve.net, folks. Check that out. And all the books that Jack has written, all the great books, especially Foresight 2020. That's the new one. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.